Good morning, everyone. Proverbs 5 this morning. Words from Solomon and great words of wisdom. My son, give attention to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding. I just picture, you know, sometimes as a preacher or teacher, you feel like this, like, are you listening? Like, I hope you're listening. Please listen to what I'm saying because it's important. And I just see Solomon's heart here and wanting people to listen. And your lips may reserve knowledge. And now he gets into what the main instruction of this proverb is about. For the lips of an adulteress drip honey, and smoother than oil is her speech. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold of Sheol. She does not ponder the path of life. Her ways are unstable. She does not know it. Now then, my sons, listen to me and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Keep your way far from her and do not go near the door of her house. And what Solomon is talking about here is adultery, lust, you know, being with a woman that you should not be with, and keep your way far from her and do not go near the door of her house. And although he's speaking to men here, we could say that, you know, for women, this could apply to you too. I remember being at a conference, and you know, it's not often that you remember things over, say, three decades maybe, and that's about how long ago I was at the conference. I can't remember the name of it, but it was a popular men's conference, not a local one. I can't remember the name of it, but I can only remember two of the four. But there was a message that was given, and there were four stays, things that you needed to do. And they all went with stay. One was stay in the word, and I have not forgotten that. And that was one of the guidances of that conference, is just always to stay in the word. And the other one that I remember was to stay away. And the stay away was to stay away from any woman who's not your wife. And I have not forgotten those over three decades, how powerful that lesson was, that I have not forgot those two. And I tell you what, if you stay in the word and stay away from women other than your wife, it's going to lead to a lot of good things and prevent you from a lot of bad things. And, you know, there are great consequences. We'll see that in a moment for adultery, for being with a woman that is not your wife, or a wife to be with a man who's not her husband. And the instruction is to stay away. And I think that's really great instruction. And what I've believed that to mean, and how I've applied it to my own life, is there is a line not to cross in regards to even time that you would spend with someone who's not your wife, and the nature of that time and the nature of the conversation. Basically, you know, adultery or sexual sin in that way doesn't typically happen in an instant. It, unless you're really far from God. But sometimes people begin slowly to give their heart away, or slowly to be in an interaction with someone who's not your spouse. And it allows for maybe an attraction, or time with an attraction to take place. Perhaps conversations or a level of intimacy in speech is happening that shouldn't happen. And someone might believe, oh, well, nothing's happening. You know, I haven't done anything wrong, but that person's already on the path leading to what can happen next. And basically, you got to put a boundary on that and just say, you know what? I don't need to be alone with another woman. I don't need to talk intimately with them. I don't need to engage. You know, there's women that can counsel women. They don't need me to do that. Now, that's not to say that I won't provide any counsel to a woman, but what I'm trying to say to you is that once there's any kind of a situation that develops where there could be an attraction, or there could be a level of intimacy that shouldn't take place. And I'm not talking about physical, I'm just talking in mental, that there needs to be a boundary set where you stay away. You just stay away so that you don't get near on that path. I actually want to read to you, and I don't do this often. I'm not one who gets my truth from lyrics of a song, but rather from the Word of God. However, this song by Casting Crowns, called Slow, I believe it's called Slow Fade, is really excellent lyrics. Let me read some of it to you. You may want to look it up or watch it on YouTube, but be careful, little eyes, what you see. It's the second glance that ties your hands as darkness pulls the string. And, you know, I don't want to speak for a woman, but for a man, you know, men are attracted to women and their eyes are attracted to something beautiful. But it's not the first glance that's the problem, because God designed us to recognize a woman. That's how he brought us together. But it's that you continue to look, and it's that you go back for second looks, or, you know, and so you have to be careful. It's the second glance that ties your hands. It's the second glance that ties your hands as darkness pulls the strings. Be careful, little feet, where you go, for it's the little feet behind you that are sure to follow. And, you know, be careful. We don't want to guide our children down the same path, but there it is again, going near, having your feet go near, beginning to go down the path towards adultery. Listen to this. It's a slow fade when you give yourself away. It's a slow fade when black and white have turned to gray. Thoughts invade, choices are made, a price will be paid when you give yourself away. People never crumble in a day. It's a slow fade. It's a slow fade. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. When flattery leads to compromise, the end is always near. Be careful, little lips, what you say, for empty words and promises lead broken hearts astray. Isn't that interesting? There's more to the song that you could take in, slow fade, but I feel like it mirrors what the guidance that Solomon's trying to give us here in this: keep far away from her and do not go near the door of her house, or you will give your vigor to others and your years to the cruel one. Basically, here's where he starts getting into the consequences of adultery and allowing lust to lead you. And strangers will be filled with your strength, and your hard-earned goods will go to the house of an alien. And this, in that day, could be the penalty for adultery and the consequences in that day. What it makes me think of today is just, you know, the consequences of divorce and how that really wrecks a family, wrecks lives, how costly financially it is. And, a lot of times it begins with adultery. Listen to what verse 11 says: and you groan at your final end. I was just looking up Shaquille O'Neal yesterday, actually. His daughter, there was a special on his daughter because his youngest daughter is a really great basketball player, and she just signed with Florida, and I was just kind of interested in reading about it. But then I kind of went in and looked at his life, and, you know, many women divorce, multiple children from multiple different, you know, women. And he even said himself that the reason for his divorce was just that he was stupid and selfish. And he looked back on it with distaste for his own decisions. But and you groan at your final end when your flesh and your body are consumed. And you say, how I have hated instruction. And basically, we look back on our mistakes and see that, you know, we didn't follow the guidance of God, and my heart spurned reproof. That's what happens when we don't follow God's instruction, or maybe even good godly advice from others, and we just go our own way. I have not listened to the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to my instructors. I actually had an instance recently where I gave guidance to someone to not pursue a situation, a relationship, and they did not listen and ended up having significant consequences, didn't work out well. And, you know, I'm thankful that at least after it didn't work well, the person had the humility to say, I should have listened to you. But this is exactly what happened here. I've not listened to the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to my instructors. I was almost in utter ruin in the midst of the assembly and the congregation. Then it says this, drink water from your own cistern and fresh water from your own well, meaning stick with your wife. Stick with your wife, stick with your husband. Should your springs be dispersed abroad? Should you go to other men or women? Streams of water in the streets? Let them be yours alone and not for strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice in the wife of your youth. Listen to how beautiful this sounds. A loving hind and a graceful doe. Let her breast satisfy you at all times. Be exhilarated always with her love. For why should you, my son, be exhilarated with an adulteress and embrace the bosom of a foreigner? For the ways of a man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he watches all his paths. And I'm going to pause here for a moment. And, you know, he's saying, stick with the wife of your youth. Stick with your husband. That's who intimacy is supposed to be with, is with them. And, you know, there's, praise God for that. Praise God for your wife. Praise God for your husband. You know, we all grow older. You know, we don't all look the same as we used to when we were 18. And, you know, we got to enjoy how we have all aged and just embrace the fact that, you know, we're not going to be 18 forever. And, you know, so I think there's grace and humility that husbands needs to have for wives and wives need to have for husbands, because this is what happens. We do age and grow older, and we need to stick with each other and not be looking around at somebody younger or, you know, or lusting after something other than our own husbands and wives. Now, with that grace, I want to say something. It's very interesting when you look at people who get divorced, and a lot of times you'll see significant weight loss or an effort to look good as a result of the fact that now they're not with their husband or wife, and maybe they want to find, you know, somebody else to be with. And that, it kind of saddens me that that's the case. I want to encourage husbands and wives, why don't we take care of ourselves for our husbands and wives? Why don't we try to honor the Lord with our bodies and even honor our husbands and wives with our bodies? Like, it shouldn't be something that we say, you know what, I'm married, I'm just going to let myself go and not care about how I care for my body or how I look. I want to honor the Lord with the body that he's given me. It's a temple of the Lord. And I also want to honor my spouse and care about how I take care of myself. And I think that's an honorable thing to do, don't you? And listen to what it says now in verse 21. For the ways of a man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he watches all his paths. So the Lord knows. The Lord knows what we're doing. And, you know, I've talked about this before, the audience of one. We should live for the audience of one. We should realize that God is always in our audience and live to honor him. And if we did that, if we recognized that all the time, we wouldn't go down an adulterous path, because we would want to honor the Lord. And when you put the Lord first, you'll put your wife or your husband, you know, right behind the Lord. And it gives you extra motivation to do what's right. And that's why it's important to have God in our lives and put him first. He will make you honor your husband or wife better than you would on your own. So that's why it helps to be equally yoked and to have a man or a woman in your life who loves the Lord. His own iniquities will capture the wicked, and he will be held with the cords of his sin. Here are the consequences of going your own way. He will die for lack of instruction, and in the greatness of his folly, he will go astray. there are consequences for sin. Sin leads to destruction. And now that we've read that whole proverb, let's go back to the beginning. My son, give attention to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding. Oh, how it would be great if every young man, young woman, old man, old woman, you know, read these words from Solomon and listened to something like this podcast so that they could learn what to do and what not to do and not go down to the path that leads to destruction, but rather the path that leads to life and reward in heaven. May that be us, the ones that go down the right path, honor our Lord and our spouses, and ultimately be rewarded with heaven and rewards in heaven. God bless you all.